Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast number 23. This is a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message series. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you, from a biblical perspective, the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony and its outcome of obesity and all of its diseases and problems that come from that in the Christian church, for this is a huge problem in the Christian church, pun not intended. Our passage from the Word of God today regarding the acceptable Christian sin of gluttony is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, which reads, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." Now, let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to Bloomberg, obesity is rising fast in Southeast Asia, putting a strain on healthcare systems and government budgets, particularly in countries like Malaysia and Indonesia. According to research from Fitch Solutions Macro Research, the improving economic standards in the region have brought about lifestyle changes, which in turn have led to a shift to more unhealthy diets. According to the Fitch report, food of low nutritional value is more easily and widely available due to its low cost and the introduction and adoption of Western dietary habits. The health risks of rising obesity result in mounting health care costs for treatment of chronic diseases, including diabetes and heart disease. Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the fine book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. This section is titled Weight Loss Using Old-Fashioned Foods, Part 2. When the eating... Pardon me. When the eating habits of numerous populations are compared, the results are strikingly consistent. As the consumption of natural plant foods declined, there was a corresponding rise in diet-related diseases, including weight gain. When almost all their calories came from natural whole plant foods, there was almost never a problem with weight nor diet-related diseases, such as diabetes. The one exception was the wealthy, which could afford to eat the way Americans eat today. In other words, the Rave Diet calls upon you to look back at the foods your ancestors ate and make their past habits your future habits. Unrefined, old-fashioned foods are better because whole foods fill you up on fewer calories, whereas modern processed foods require that you eat excessive calories before you feel full. The reason we're gaining weight. Of course, you could run 10 miles a day and you could lose weight no matter what kind of diet you were eating, but would you be healthy? You might look healthy, but despite your weight loss, you might not be healthy on the inside. We all know the famous cases of long-distance runners who dropped dead of heart attacks. That's because their coronary arteries were clogged due to their diets. In the case of Jim Fix, for example, his coronary arteries were plugged solid with atherosclerosis. One was 99% blocked. Wow. Another 80%. And a third 70%. Losing weight isn't a problem. Losing weight and staying healthy is. The old-fashioned rave diet will fill you up without restricting portions. Reduce your caloric intake gradually. Never leave you hungry, and always leave you healthy. The only things you'll be deprived of on this diet are the major diseases that are wreaking havoc on American health today. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll help us to eat right, exercise right, sleep right, do right, be right, and make sure we put you first in all that we do. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, my beloved, in this series, as we focus on overcoming the sin of gluttony and managing our bodies as God intended, we must not lose sight of the most important part of our existence, our spiritual life. Even those of you who are fit, who eat right, and who exercise regularly must still address the condition of your soul. You may keep your body in perfect condition till the day you die, but you will still die. We all will. And the only thing that will matter in this world is the condition of your soul. And so I ask you today, is your soul in shape? Is your soul in right standing with God? The only way to make sure of that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin and the consequences of sin. He alone can save your soul, put you in right standing with God, and ensure that you do not perish in hell. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here is how you can trust him today. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful, people too afraid to get saved because of what their friends and their family members might say, and unbelieving, those who claim to be agnostics and atheists, and the abominable, cruel and mean and nasty people who do abominable things, abominations, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, people who have sex outside of the bonds of marriage, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. In fact, he suffered, bled, and died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins by your grace and by your help. Help me to repent of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and with your help, I will follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life forever today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good is my prayer.